This episode of WGAN TV is sponsored by RealC. Receive a free RealC Galois LiDAR camera kit when you prepay $5,499 for 203D virtual tours hosted for 6 months. Additional hosting as low as $7.50 per tour for 3 months. Offer valid until Tuesday, April 19, 2024, unless extended by RealC. For details, go to wgan.info/realc.
Hi all, I'm Dan Smigrod, founder of the We Get Around Network Forum. Today is Thursday, January 5, 2023, and you're watching WGAN TV live at 5. Does this sound like you? I am a Matterport service provider, and I don't want to learn how to edit video. I have shot and edited real estate videos, but I just don't like editing, and I don't want to do it at night. And I like shooting video, but the more I'm successful, the harder it is to scale my business, and the more I feel overwhelmed. If that sounds like you, this is the perfect WGAN TV Live at 5 show for you. And to talk about this topic, how Matterport service providers can add extra monthly revenue with real estate video services from MVL Media, is Andrew Lampman, Director of Sales and New Accounts for MVL Media. Hey, Andrew, good to see you.
Hey, Dan, good to see you. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. And thanks for sharing your expertise about this topic today. And for context, Andrew, how about taking us through MVL Media, the big picture?
Okay, so the big picture of MVL Media, we are a software and editing service for real estate photographers, videographers, and virtual tour providers. Our platform has been created to save you time, provide professional editing service, increase your monthly revenue, and get you more clients. The entire platform has been designed with the real estate photographer and videographer and virtual tour provider in mind. So from there, we help everybody with their presentation, but also the growth of their business.
Awesome. So I'm reading ahead. I see that MVL offers real estate listing videos up to 5 minutes in length. Maybe you'll describe that, but for $57, it sounds pretty awesome. And I'm not quite sure how you can do that. But that's what that MVL Media offers. Maybe you could show us and tell us an example or two of what those videos look like.
Yeah, definitely. You just want me to share my screen to show you a finished product? Definitely. So, pull this up. Here's an example of one of our finished products here that we have.
All life is bigger. It's bigger than you. You are not me. The lengths that I will go to.
Now, this video shows our intro. You're going to see some text layovers and the video outro in this. This property did have a lot of detail for us, and the client did want us to come back at night for some twilight video clips. So as you can see, our editors were able to take what we asked them to do and pieced it together quickly for us as it was delivered next morning. Again, blew not just our client, the realtor, away, but his homeowners asked for a copy of this so that he could keep it as they had this house custom built. So many of the things that you get involved with every video edit as well is we do have intros, text layover, the outro piece, but we also have royalty-free music. We do all the color correction for you. And like I said, everything's delivered to you next morning.
So for $57, what else do I get? I saw some a text overlay at the very beginning. Is that included?
Yep. So we've created some intros so that you can put the address or whatever you want to put at the beginning. And then as you go through, as you can see in this part of the video, you can do text layovers. Every video comes with three. If you want additional ones, there's a small fee of $2 each. It's just to get them to for the editors, for the more work that they do. They do color correction as well. So that's a big piece of it too. A lot of times when you're shooting video, depending on how the lighting is from outside, you know, on an overcast day, what you're going to have is you're going to bump up your ISO to make it brighter. But the problem is you're going to start to do things like blow out windows. To us, we'd say, hey, you know, keep your ISO down. It's okay that the video is a little dark. Let our editing adjust that so that we get the proper color correction happening. There's no add-on cost for aerial footage. So if you're going to shoot drone footage, like you've seen at the beginning of the video, a lot of places will have an add-on. This is a flat fee to do this. So we'll do that. We have royalty for music. So we'll sync the video up with the music as well. We have logo watermarks. So if somebody wants to put, their brokerage logo or their own, name logo in the bottom right corner or top right corner, wherever they want it, we can do that as well. We will actually do agent add-on as well. Well, they'll be able to speak as well in the video. And then as long as you give us some direction in that, we'll make sure that it's in the places that you want it.
So many of our viewers are Matterport service providers. They began starting out just shooting Matterport, quickly realized that real estate agents first and foremost wanted photos, then started asking about video. And you heard a little bit of that angst to say, oh, well, I don't want to buy software. I don't want to learn how to edit, but I don't even know how to shoot. So I get it. It's $57. It's complete. It's edited overnight. It's delivered by next morning. You try to deliver it by 8 a.m. But how can MVL Media help our viewers who have never shot a piece of a video and give them some confidence about why that's just not that hard to do?
Yeah, definitely. So what we've actually done at MVL Media, we've actually created a course. It's free. Sign up for the course. It'll go through everything from selecting your gear to setting up your gear to teach you different types of shots. So you just don't have like a boring little pan. You know, you see that all the time. It's just like, the idea with video is movement. We break it down to even into lengths of clips. You know, everybody thinks, oh, I need to shoot a minute and a half. You know what? My number one videographer, his clips might be 3 to 10 seconds each. That's about it. And he's the one that just shot that video that we just seen. We're able to help you with that. We give you suggestions and everything's in the video or in the course for people to learn, as well as they can reach out to me at any time.
So, to sign up, go to mvlmedia.com. It's a free course and it includes how to shoot, what gear, what settings for your camera, and the MVL Media order form of how to order. Let's kind of begin at the beginning. For the photographers that have angst about actually shooting video, maybe even for the first time, I think you have an interesting story about how you got started and why you got started.
Definitely. So I'm a 13 plus year photographer with my own business that I still actively run. I have 3 full-time photographers. I have 2 part-timers. So I've been able to scale my business all during this time. And it doesn't matter who goes out because they get the exact same thing. So that's a beautiful part about what's happened in my business. So I was shooting photos and pans. Then everybody wanted to get the Matterport. I was reluctant. I didn't necessarily believe that there was that people would pay for it. And then all of a sudden, I started to notice I was losing clients. So I started to look to see what my clients were doing. You know, everything's on the realtor website. And I noticed that they were, you know, getting Matterports and floor plans. And I was just like, you know, I either got to bite the bullet and buy one of these cameras, which was a little pricey at first. When I compared it to the other companies, dollars and cents, with the volume that we do, it just made more sense to go with the Matterport. So we bought the Matterport. I instantly see my business grow. You know, at the time there was three of us, or two of us, sorry, shooting full-time, one part-timer at the time. The Matterport instantly grew fast. It took over 50% of my shoots, and I gained 30% in growth in more shoots because I was doing it, as well as maintaining my clientele base. From there, again, things moving along. I was reluctant to do video. The problem was that I had a videographer on staff. The only problem that I had was when he was done shooting all day, he didn't want to edit all day. A lot of people, you know, when they start to get into this, they, you know, a decent video editor, you know, is 40 minutes to an hour and 20 minutes. So let's say say about an hour on average per minute for editing when it comes down to it. So, you know, if he shot two videos, you know, you want a 2 to 3 minute video, he's 4 to 6 hours at night to turn it around the next day. So what you'll see out there is a lot of people advertising a 48 to 72 hour turnaround time. And that's because they're trying to do everything. And so the reason why my guy didn't want to do it is he didn't want to burn out. That's the number one thing. And like I said, when you get two full-timers and a part-timer, you're starting to generate some volume. And we did try to do it, and just the editing just didn't work out. It, you know, I had to pull back. And I said, you know, this is where we're going to go. I actually bought a second Matterport camera, you know, pushing that. And then I started to notice I was losing clients. I was actually losing clients, long-term clients I'd had for years.
Because you weren't offering video, even though you were capable of offering video, you weren't because it was burning out your photographer or videographer?
Yeah, and I wasn't happy with the edits, and nor were the clients, right? And so if you're not necessarily a video editor, it's hard to do it, and it's time-consuming to learn, right? And I know my wife's, you know, a graphic designer by trade, and so she, you know, she would even tell me, like, you know, she looked at me and she goes, it's not your thing, right? Like, I can do decent photos. I don't do great photos because I don't do it all day, right? I run business. That's what I do. And I shot lots of photos too. So I could do that. But as far as the editing part, that's the hard part, right? And typically people that edit videos, that's all they do because they enjoy that, right? It's not the fun part. To me, at least.
So it sounds like the key word here is outsource, outsource, outsource. Really, the only way you're going to be able to not burn out your team, deliver next morning, and scale your business is to outsource. So let's just assume that our audience actually kind of gets that because they've already decided, I don't want to be in the editing business. I don't want to buy software. Maybe I've even have done editing, but decided I wanted to stop offering video just like you did because it was burning them out or a team member. So let's get to the gear that you talk about in your course, the MVL Media at mvlmedia.com, which is free. In that free course, you begin with gear. Just as an overview, do I need to use a DSLR camera? Is a smartphone okay?
Well, smartphones have come a long way. But for me, the business side of me kicks in and it goes, why would I ever pull out my iPhone to shoot photos and video of a house with the realtor standing right there? You know, they're just going to go, why am I not doing this, right? And they're smart enough to sort around. They know about virtual assistants, so why would they not search around? So then that would kind of kibosh my business. So I've never done the iPhone stuff or cell phone thing. Mm-hmm. We do use DSLR cameras. And the reason why we've gone that route versus video cameras, because as you know, like every client wants photos too. So the DSLR is good. typically anything with a low light that's capable in low light, just to help with the video as far as a little more brightness and depth.
And I'm going to assume, even if you're a Matterport service provider, you're going to have a DSLR camera, because even if you got into this business thinking, oh, I'm just going to do Matterport, the first thing you learn is agents really want photos first, and you had to make that leap to go buy a DSLR camera. So now that I have this DSLR camera, do I need to buy anything else, or is that sufficient for video?
So we're going to highly suggest you get a gimbal. We like the single stick gimbal. It's better for movement and mobility. We've had the two-handed one where people move around. It just sort of limits you with speed and movement and shots you can capture.
I'm new to video. So what's a gimbal? What does it do?
Yeah. So the gimbal is, it'll stabilize the camera on it for movement. It's not perfect. You still have to be cautious as you walk around and move. But it allows you to get into tight corners, do some nice reveals as you come around a corner, nice and tight, things like that. And so it does, like I said, you know, depending on what you get, I highly suggest getting one of the DJI Ronins. I'm not getting paid to say this. We've used a couple different ones. They haven't burned out. And you're talking about a $400 investment.
So on one of your training videos, you mentioned the DJI Ronin SC2. There's actually a 3 now. So are you still perfectly fine with the 2? Or
definitely still good with the 2. If you've got the Ronin S, that's still good as well. The SC is still good. The models change a bit in.
So whatever you truly feel comfortable with, you recommend getting a gimbal. In your case, you happen to recommend the DJI Ronin line. And
yes,
that's all the extra gear that you need to buy.
That's it.
Okay. Then you have some settings that you suggest when shooting. You watch the video, find out about the settings. And now in terms of shooting, You mentioned that your lead videographer is shooting clips, and even in your training course, I think you mentioned shoot clips that are 3 to 10 seconds, 3 to 15 seconds. Why is that? Why not shoot longer, have more video available for each shot? What's the disadvantage of overshooting?
Well, I'll tell you this. The first time we shot about 200 clips. And then you got to bring 200 clips down to a 1, 2, 3 minute video. You know, you're spending a lot of time just to filter that out. And the other thing is that because we're outsourcing to have somebody do it, if we shoot the clips on how we want and in the order, we know exactly what we're going to get. Right. So to me, it's an efficiency piece. I do have a videographer. He'll take long clips. He'll shoot clips for a minute and a half. When he starts and stops, it's very apparent on where his clips stop. So I don't necessarily suggest that, because a lot of people, you know, you'll start to overshoot, and overshoot's just going to cost you time. And that's the whole point that we're trying to save here. Right.
So I imagine, after you've done a video with MVL Media, MVLmedia.com, you kind of realize that if you overshoot, it's taking you longer to download, to upload, to sort through. So this really is a very important tip technique for creating video, is don't overshoot and keep your clips short. Now, you mentioned shooting them in the order so that the video editor really gets them in series. I could imagine you have two choices. You can either shoot them in order, or you could organize them before you upload them to MVL Media at mvlmedia.com. Do you really race around the house shooting in the order? Do you recommend doing that? Because it seems like it may take you some more time to say, I need to get from the kitchen, then I want to get to the master bedroom, then I want, so it may be shorter, less time to shoot the rooms as they come to you, as opposed to shoot them in the order that you want to present. So let me see, I'll give it a better example. Maybe the bathroom. You want to show the bathroom last, but the bathroom was one of the first rooms that you were walking through, because you went from the master bedroom and there's so do you literally go back and shoot that bathroom, master bathroom, last? Because it's not where you wanted it in the video. I'm trying to understand efficiency for the photographer. Is it better to really take the time and shoot in order, or is it better to just shoot in the order that you want and then label the video clips for the editor?
Yeah, well, so let me be clear too on this too, right? Our editors have been trained. Like they're in-house. We've done extensive training with them. Like they know what are the front shots. They know what are basically the common area shots. They know the bedrooms. They can tell, you know, the larger bedrooms. Like they get that part, but there's always that little bit that we want to help them, right? I'm huge on efficiency, Dan. I know you are. We all get your emails. We know how efficient you are. So I know you can appreciate this piece. It's kind of like, so it's one of these things. We've all seen the condo. When you first come in the door, there's a bathroom right there. To me, that's the last thing I want to see. And so if I was to come in, you know, do the opening scene where I see the front, I hit all the common areas, and then I hit that bathroom, that is going to save me time in the way my brain works. Now, not everybody's like me. They'll come in, they'll hit everything they can and go home and quickly, okay, this is how I want it. Now, again, you don't necessarily have to do that when you shoot these. You know, obviously, if you want to create a folder with exteriors, we know front and back, you know, common areas, you know, you put that for your interiors, you know, you put a folder for upstairs. It's, you know, my suggestion is always for everybody. And this is how I've trained everybody that works for me and even other photographers I've talked to that aren't in our area, it is the efficiency part, right? To be honest with you, we could go in and shoot a 2,500 square foot house with nobody in it for photos in about 15 minutes. We could shoot video probably less than that, right? Just on the efficiency side. And then to me is that we come home, we upload to our Dropbox, we pop onto MVL Media, we log in, we create our order, we share our Dropbox link, and we're done. So that's the efficiency part to me, is that I don't have to touch as much. Now, we've all shot houses, and we might be lucky if 50% are in order, right? So
there's people still sleeping in the second floor bedrooms. That no matter how much you send a checklist in advance and you tell your real estate agent client, and hopefully the client is told the homeowner, you still show up and the kids still are not awake. So you're forced to shoot the rooms in a different order than what you were planning.
Yeah, know what? I think stuff does happen. And I'll say this, as the one thing I've really noticed, and it's funny because we're just talking about this, I've never actually said this, and Greg, who's my partner with MVL Media, I didn't even tell him this too, is the quality that we provide changes the agents that we get. I just got a call yesterday from a guy. He used me before. He left because I didn't have a Matterport. He's back because I do video, and he's seen the video, but he's got a builder, and his builder just said to him, is comparing against the guys that I have. And so I've been fortunate enough that I've taken over the number one and two agent in my city and area that provide a lot of business. And because of the quality that everybody's seeing with them, I'm getting other people, other agents contacting me for more business. So the growth is there from the quality, right?
And I would say, in terms of growing a business, you really want to have inbound calls that are referrals, because those are the calls that take the least amount of time to get to yes. Dan says, hey, I saw your video with Greg. Greg said I should give you a call. I loved your video. I loved how it was edited. And then the conversation's relatively quick because it's a trusted introduction. So it turns out that it sounds like not only is video an add-on to offer, but it's also a business development tool that's super efficient because other agents are looking at what their competitors are doing.
Definitely. And video is also used for marketing for the realtor. So it's a huge added advantage, you know, especially if you can get them to talk on the screen, even an intro. You know, "Hi, I'm Andrew Lantman with such and such brokerage. Welcome to my listing. Come take a look," right? That's all they need, but it's a marketing piece. But on top of that, for us as the photographers, it's a business growth and income revenue growth, you know, especially, like I said, if we're shooting a house in 30 minutes and we're taking 20 minutes to do video and we can generate an extra 200-400, depending on your area, that much more income, that's a huge income growth in a small amount of time. And because we're also not just doing our photos and our Matterports and floor plans, we've introduced video, we're gaining back those clients that we lost or just haven't looked at us because of this. And the guy, like I said, the guy that called me yesterday, he actually called me because his photographer only did photos and floor plans and Matterport. They didn't do video. So he's back because we do video.
Congratulations. You mentioned Thank dollars. You. I'd like to stay on that. I very much do want to get a demo of the back end to see how one takes all these video clips, logo, watermark, whatever digital elements are going to be used in the video, how that gets uploaded to the MVLmedia.com website platform to have the videos edited. But you started talking about money, so let's stay on money. Can you talk a little bit about you're in London, Ontario, Canada. I'm not sure how to compare that in terms of Chicago, New York, LA, Des Moines, Iowa, in terms of market size, competitive. I'm going to struggle here because you may be talking Canadian dollars, and I'm thinking most of our audience may be US dollars. That said, could you talk a little bit about pricing of what you can charge, and is the pricing for your videos different based on ordering different services from MVL Media, meaning, I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's the length of video. Maybe you could say, well, Dan, it's $57 flat to deliver 1 to 5 minutes, but it took your videographer longer to shoot a 5 minute video than a 1 minute video. So even though your cost is a flat of $57 US, are you charging differently? It's an open-ended question. Can you talk to me a little bit about pricing for real estate videos?
Okay, so where I am, we're about 400,000 people. My area might cover 450,000 people. What I've noticed in the last few years is that I've probably quality competition, probably have 4 to 5 people. As far as multiples, like, you know, there's probably about 30 people that are my true competition or that are competition around here. They've just, so many have popped up. So quality's got to be the big thing, and then price. So like anybody else, you want to look around, you know who your competition is in the area. You need to find out what their pricing is, to sort of structure yourself inside there. You know, I know I'm cheaper. I'm not the cheapest, but I do that so that I can grow the volume for my people, and then I can increase the pricing from there. So
Andrew, do you mind? Could you be specific and just take us through some examples of how you price video?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm more of a package person. I haven't build on square footage. And I know a lot of people do that due to my, you know, my area and the competition. I've always avoided that just to not squeeze.
Let me ask it a little differently. So let's assume a package includes photos, floor plan Matterport single property website. Now you come along and add video to that. How much more are you adding to that first package?
Yeah, so the original one, Matterport floor plan and photos with the single property website, I charged $300 for that.
$300 Canadian. Okay, and I just Googled quickly the exchange rate here, so it's about 75 cents to the U.S. dollar. So in U.S. dollars, three quarters of that would be closer to $200 if I've done my conversion right, U.S.
Yeah, so I would say this is, I wouldn't necessarily look at the Canadian dollar versus the American. I've probably been on about 300 photographers' websites in the U.S., and I'm low compared to what I've seen. So it depends on the area, right?
All right. So let's just assume that Matterport photos, floor plans, single property website, no aerial video is $300 Canadian. Now, if you add video, can you talk a little bit about how you price the add-on of video into that package?
Right. So what I looked at was, as I was new to it, and there was probably about 15 people doing video. And so there's one guy that's at 700. I know somebody that's at 600 for that package type thing. And I really wanted to drive some business in to really blow up, to make two people very busy with video. So I went low. I'm at 475 for that package to add that. So I added in an extra $175.
Okay. And right. Is that with aerial as well?
Yep. So I've thrown in the drone footage on there, a little bit of drone.
And is it 175 added regardless of whether it's 1 minute or 5 minutes?
Correct.
So yeah. You're really, as a photographer, videographer on site, you're not looking at, oh, the client's paid for a minute or 2 minutes or 5 minutes. You're looking at, what amount of video do I need to do to tell the story of this house for the agent to do two things. One, help them originally get the listing, just the fact that the agent was going to offer video. Two is to help them with the sale, get the most offers for the most money with the least amount of stress for the homeowner. And then three, having that tool work, a video work as a marketing tool to get the next listing.
Exactly. And it's worked.
So that's about $175. So that you were at some point losing business because you weren't offering video. You now are offering a package. How'd you do in terms of, do people buy your biggest fully loaded package most? Is that resulted in more business for you?
That has. So in 2022, my business grew 30% again. I've been fortunate on that and the growth. And in turn of that, the revenue, 50% of my people actually ordered that big package. And so it was my goal for January 2023 to increase it by another $50. I truly believe that increasing your prices in increments, and I have in the past, there's no question mark. You know, depending on what the product is, this is the big package, another $50. Probably by the end of the year, I'd like to bump it up another 50. So I believe that I could easily get 575 plus for this package.
For the package, Canadian dollars. And I'll point out, today is Thursday, January 5th, 2023. Just in terms of that dollar conversion, for those that want to do it, 0.74 Canadian dollars to US dollar. When you started offering video, or maybe even today, can you talk about the impact of offering video as an add-on for a photographer that's not presently doing video?
I think that what you'll see is, you'll probably get into similar lines as me. You know, we have become, an on-demand, media-driven culture. And so, you know, if you take a look, my wife and I were looking at stats before, and it was like on average, people are on screens 6 to 7 hours a day. In the US, it's even more. And 3.5 of those hours plus, you know, and you can Google stats all you want. I don't know who's a good place or not, but I looked at multiple, like we're in the 15, 20 different stats that we were looking at, or places get providing these stats. And 3.5 hours is streaming and video watching. So to me, this is where everybody's going. You know, I believe they said that in the majority of these stats, it's anywhere between 40 to 60 and, you know, they cross paths. But let's say 50-50 time is on their cell phones or tablets or laptop, like, or cell phones or laptops or in computers, right? And so everybody's on them. So, and they're looking to watch videos. I'm sure we've all caught ourselves just watching those videos, right? Watching those videos.
Yeah. And so I would say, you know, in my mind, the statistics that matter are as a service provider, are you losing business that you clearly know that you lost a client because you weren't offering video? Second, are you losing clients and you don't know the reason, and it just might be it's because you don't offer video? And then I think the third is probably, could you be proactive about getting more business by offering video as an add-on? So you have first your existing clients to offer as an add-on, and hopefully a way to remain sticky, not to lose clients, and then to be able to use video to get clients. Did you end up hiring yet one or two more people as videographers, photographers, because video started to blow up your business in a good way?
Yes. So I've had to hire on one more person who's that. One of my part-timers, he only comes on to help me with doing video shoots. So he'll do the full package as well. Right. And so, yeah, so I've got 1.5 people that I've had to do that since May 2021.
So congratulations on that. And I could imagine that some that are watching the show are probably saying, you know, and maybe this is an edge case for those that are watching, but I think there might be some that say, you know, I really enjoy editing video. But I want to say, are you interested in growing your business, or are you interested in like enjoying editing? Because this is probably two different things. You either want to be an artist or you want to be a business person. Could you talk a little bit about scaling your business and why outsourcing matters?
Yeah, definitely. So a couple of things. I kind of want to hit that too, is I do believe in sticking in your lane of strength, right? My wife calls me the business guy because I seem to look at everything in the business strategy. Hence, I underpriced to fill up to make people busy, and now I can increase my price. So that's kind of my strategy side of things. So I don't want to discount anybody that's, you know, creative in photography and videography, and I don't want to take away their want to edit. But at a certain point, you know, you're going to be stuck with capping yourself. And that's the only reason. So the outsourcing piece to me is, again, it gives me a consistent look. And so I do my photos too, right? So it doesn't matter who goes out and shoots my photos and my video. I'm getting the same delivery, and I'm getting the same delivery every day. So that's the other part. Like I've never had anything, you know, go beyond 8 a.m. And the other bonus is that MVL Media puts them right on the single property website for me. So I don't even have to do an upload.
So I want to say MVL Media promises video next morning. Noon local time, but has been striving to deliver the videos by 8 a.m. And it sounds like you've been super busy, super productive, and it turns out that you have not had any deliverables that came after 8 a.m.
I have not, no. All my videos, to be honest with you, and I don't want to overpromise, but I've had everything way before that, to be honest with you. I'm a 6 a.m. guy, and I think the latest I've actually had something Typically, I have all my videos before I wake up.
Okay. So to Greg Patterson's, the founder, owner of MVL Media, he likes to under-promise, over-deliver. Under-promise is by noon next day, local time, and maybe the over-deliver is being consistent to deliver it earlier than promised.
Yeah, actually, I believe our target is actually 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Okay, cool.
Not noon. Yeah, 9 a.m. That's the goal. And then second on him is he's like you. Customer service is the biggest key to it all.
Okay, awesome. So I would like to see the process, but before you do that, was there any other videos or just segments of videos that you wanted to show to say, hey, here are different kinds of endings or different colors or different styles? I could imagine if you're, a successful, busy, professional real estate photographer, you have many different clients who all have different nuances. And I could imagine that you keep creating, you end up creating templates for specific clients. This is their picture, their logo, their contact info. That belongs in every video. I don't need to provide that every time. I just need to, how do you deal with that? Or I'm sorry, Andrew, I'm asking a lot of questions all at once.
No,
maybe
all good.
If we could look at some sample of other video elements and maybe point out how that's treated in the upload process.
Okay, well, actually, we have everything in the upload process. If somebody does have a specific outro that they want or something like that, they'll be able to provide that for us. And then we'll put it in there. And so when we go through the order process, I'll show you, we've got six templated options for the intros.
Well, let's take a look at it. Let's okay. Walk through that. Cause I think this is a super important process to the workflow is anyone who's watching the show that says, okay, this is good. I don't have to buy software. I don't have to learn how to edit. Okay, you tell me all I need is a gimbal to add to my DSLR. You'll tell me my settings. I watch your free course in shooting video. You'll give me techniques of how to shoot the video, some workflow suggestions of, shoot your clips short, 3 to 10, 15 seconds. Try to shoot them in order. It'll make your workflow easier when you go to upload to give instructions to the editor. Let's actually take a look at this this workflow piece, because this is so important that I think if our viewers can understand how easy, fast, and simple it is to actually place an order for a $57 video, I think that would be awesome.
Definitely. Okay, so this right here is the MVL photographer dashboard. This is my own business, Club Tours. If anybody wants to look me up, I am real. So this would be the admin piece. So this is where you, the photographer, would control everything. You can add in, your team and everything like that, but I'll save that for another time, Dan. We'll just quickly go over to the photographer dashboard here, where we're going to click to create an order. Here it is. We talked before, we do have two options because we do have the single property website and all the features that come in the back end of it here. So if you do want that, that is an add-on monthly fee, but we won't go too deep into that, but this is where it would be here. You get the single property website with it. If you just want editing services with no single property website, this is where this is here.
In fact, I'll point out, we did a show with the founder of MVL Media, also known as My Visual Listings, with Greg Patterson a little over a year ago, and we did a deep dive overview of all the services. We really wanted to do a show today specifically about video, and that's why I've asked try to be on the straight and narrow specifically on the video service.
Yeah, definitely. So I'll just quickly go through here just so that people can see just the ease of everything that's on there, including that single property website. It's really quick, so I'll be fast on here. So quickly in the ordering process, we would select who our agent is, our client. So I'll just go with the guy that was in the video. All right, Shaheen. Property is going to be for sale. Who is our photographer? We'll claim it as me. We'll put in our address. In our case, it's province, or you can put the state with our city. I'll just put in the generic postal code here. You can add in bedrooms or bathrooms into the single property website if you want. If not, just leave it as is. We have property types, so go residential. We'll go with a two-story home. There's multiple different styles in there. You can add in descriptions or leave it to the agent, as well as special features. We have our different single property website skins. I always like the luxury one. So I'll just click on next.
And so I should point out here that the single property website is free. When you place the order for the video, you get the single property website at no charge, correct?
No, so you're not going to get the single property website on that. Everything's now on the monthly subscription piece, okay, which is just $99, unlimited.
Okay, so the video does not require any subscription, no other services. So if you want additional solutions, they're available to you. But if you just want to order videos all day long for $57 a pop, easy peasy.
Exactly. Sorry about that. I'm just going to click it here. This is just on our stats page, just as we look. And then we get into our editing services that we do. I'll quickly click on the video one that we want to do. So yes, we want to move forward. So we'll click on the order editing. And then this is our editing form, nice and simple. Depending on your client, I've got a client that only likes a 1 minute video. I've got other ones that say, hey, you know what? Give me 3 minutes, right? So we'll select our timeline that we want. The order of the clips, this is where if you have any specifics that you want to put in here for them, any details on how you want things ordered. So typically, I have my clips in order, so I just let them know the clips are in order. If you have your exteriors in a different folder, you can just say, hey, my exteriors are in this folder. Put the front ones front, back ones back, and they'll do that.
I'm confused. Am I uploading video or am I linking to a Dropbox or Google Drive?
You're going to link to a Dropbox.
Okay. So I'm going to provide a Dropbox link that has all my digital assets, which in addition to video may also be a watermark, a logo, client's photo.
Yep. As we go through here, you'll see that you can actually just upload those to those spots where needed for the watermark and that. Okay. Or you can make mention of it and just leave it in the Dropbox folder and they'll grab them from there.
Okay.
All right. I'm very specific on everything I do. So I like to include every video that I supply. My one photographer that I said that does longer clips, he does overlaps, duplicates, things like that. So in there, we always say the exclude some of the clips and we leave that to the editor's discretion, right? They haven't failed me. So it's good. They get it. And here, this is where we will select the intro text layover and agent outro side of things. So if you do want one, these are the samples that we have. Like I said, I'll just click on this one here. So I'll just turn that down. So we can see how the intro is going to look. In here also, we're going to show some text layovers, right, that show up down here. Sorry, it's in the video clip. So as I go over, the Vimeo piece comes. And then it'll show you how an outro will look as well. This is all part of the service. So if you do want the agent's photo in there, there's a spot just below that we'll upload that in there. So if we wanted this one, we'll select.
Excuse me, was the scripting of Samantha's name, is that part of the service?
Yep. That's exactly it. So as you can see, we have 6 different templates in here that you can choose from. And what we've done is that we've gone with the same font and text, and we've incorporated that into the text layovers as well as the outro. So we have consistency across there for you. Right. So it's nothing you have to worry about. You just have to select it in there and put it in there. Right. And then this is where we can have our address that we want to put in here that we want. If we don't want it in the intro, if you do want to put in beds and baths and square footage, you can put that. Just say you only want to show the bedrooms and bathrooms on the intro piece. You only put that. Don't worry about the square footage. We won't put that in. All right. These are the text layovers. So if you do want one, what you would do is you would put in the text that you want. So as you've seen in my video example, I had that spa-like master bedroom. So you'd put that, and then you would tell us what the clip is, that the name of that clip that you want that on. Okay. So you, like I said, you can do up to three. If you needed more than that, they're $2 extra. You know, depends on how many. Three is kind of the sweet spot, so you don't need any more if you do like those. Part of the age and outro here. So do you want it? So their contact info, typically it's a yes, right? This is their client, they're selling themselves. And then if you wanted to add a photo, you can say yes or no. If you say yes, you click on the upload, and then you'll upload their letter. Alternatively, you can put that in special instructions at the bottom when we get there, that the photo's in there, right? Right. This is the add-on watermark. If you wanted it, don't want it.
For that agent, for 1 second, because I think that on the video, one of the videos that you showed, I believe, was a picture of the agent. It had their name, their title, their brokerage, their phone, their email address. Is that built by MVL Media? Or is that a video clip provided by the photographer, or it could be either?
It could be either. I would say in this scenario that majority of people won't have any custom outros to provide. If you do, you'll have those in the Dropbox and just make note of it. But in this spot here, you would put it in here. So my client, his name is Shaheen, right? So I put his name in there. I would put in, you know, he's a broker of record if I wanted that, or if I just wanted to put in his number, I'd put in his cell number, his email, and then we will then take that and put that into that outro at the end.
Okay. But I could imagine that after you've built it once, I may want to take a previous video and say, this is the way I like it done.
Yeah. So because we have all these different options here, the outro could change. So it's easy enough. Now, if you did have a custom outro, then you would just leave that in your Dropbox folder and just make note of it so that we're aware that you have an outro in there for us already.
Okay, great.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. And thank you for stopping me to get clarity. This is the part where I said about uploading the agent's photo, which we'll take and put in that outro. We do the same thing with the watermarking as well. So if you do want watermarking, I've only got one agent that actually likes it. He has his own small boutique brokerage. And so he likes it just watermarked in the bottom right corner. So we'll make, and so we'll upload that. And then I'll always make note of that in special instructions.
Okay.
If you do have your own music, you'll just click on the button here. And then that grays it out. And so then that way you'll just put that in your Dropbox. We'll use that. If you don't, we have our own list of royalty-free music. We've got a ton of selections in here for you. And we add in every month more and more music. So then that you're never at a loss for music as well in there. Okay. If you wanted to hear anything, you click on play and listen to it. In the special instructions, this would be the point that you say, hey, I've got a custom outro. It's in here. You know, I want you to use more speed ramps because I like that. You know, I like slowdowns here. Reverse this clip. Anything that you want to add in to give the editor some direction is that in there as well.
So I'm going to say, so far it's been super straightforward about uploading and checking boxes. And this is the opportunity that if you like to give a lot of direction, you can. And if you don't, and you just want to leave it up to the editor, that's fine too.
Exactly. And so again, I'll say it again. We've extensively trained our editors. They're very aware of how to put these together. They're doing exclusively real estate videos with us. So this is, and we're on them about it all the time. And so
sometimes even less may be better, meaning careful about over-directing someone that is super talented, that already has a lot of experience doing a ton of video is give them an opportunity to take a look at your content and do what they do best. So
definitely, I agree with that. And if you do have something specific you want, and it's hard to articulate that in writing, and you've seen the video, like link a video in there, like give us the link to look at it and say, that's exactly what they want. Hands, they'll deliver that. They've done that for me a few times without question. They do it.
Okay.
Next part is that we do create a social media teaser as well. There, it is an add-on. So you click on it. It's an added $17 in there. Just will show you, how it shows up on the social media side, as far as your Instagram and TikTok and things like that, that you can post it to. So then that same video can play on here.
So the teaser video is going to not be any longer than what the platforms allow. So if TikTok or Facebook has a 30-second limit, then you're going to make sure your video doesn't exceed the limit of the platform. And I noticed there were two sizes there, so for $17 extra, you get both horizontal and vertical teaser videos.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so just so you're aware too, is everybody's aware that Instagram only does a 60-second video that you're allowed on the reel. They've actually just bumped that to 90 seconds. So not necessarily that you want that on the social media platform, but this is how important video has become, right? Like the big players are pushing more time as well.
Are you offering square format?
Do we have square format?
Yeah.
What would you need the square format for? Or is that just a question?
For Instagram?
So you can actually take the MP4 file that you get for the video and just paste it in on the vertical side. It'll shrink into that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. So super straightforward. I think what I'm hearing is $57 up to 5 minutes of video, and includes everything that you've described. And the only optional extras on the video is if you'd like the teaser videos, horizontal and vertical, $17 as an add-on. And if you would like more than three overlays, they're $2 each.
Yeah.
Delivered by 9 a.m. next morning.
Yeah. If you upload by midnight Eastern time, say, you'll have them by 9 a.m.
Awesome. Yeah. Is there, in terms of getting started, we talked about going to your website, mvlmedia.com. If they have questions, they can write you at andrew@mvlmedia.com in the We Get Around Network forum, @Andrew_Lampman. I think next steps would be if you need help, you have like a couple options. One is to sign up for the free course. It's very short. Take the training on here's the gear, here are the settings for your camera, here are the shots, techniques, and here's even the process for uploading, even though you've walked us through that. And then I think the next thing is, if you'd like actually to talk to you, you're super receptive to actually hearing from people, doing one-on-one video chats.
Definitely. I'll do anything. Calls, video chats, text, email. I'm good with it all.
Okay. Andrew, do you feel like there's something that we haven't covered that we should have covered during today's show?
You're very thorough, Dan. I don't think we've missed much here at all.
All right. Awesome. Andrew, thank you for sharing your expertise with us today. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you very much. And just to, you know, regurgitate what you were saying there is that I'm always available to help anybody. I love helping people. I love watching people grow. The goal with MBL Media is the fact that we want to see photographers make more money and get back time. And so the outsourcing of the editing side has saved me and my photographers time. And when you do grow your business and you bring on photographers, you can have with us, you can bring in as many photographers as you want. And the goal and the hope is that you will grow, but you'll also see it doesn't matter who goes out and shoots because the editing is our same editors. And so you get consistency across the board. And that's what will help grow you because you'll see more and more of your videos out, more and more of your photos out, things like that. And I get calls. I still today, I get like 10 calls a month from new realtors because they've seen them or they've been referred because of the quality that we provide.
Awesome. We've been visiting with Andrew Lapman, Director of Sales and New Accounts for MVL Media. Again, website mvlmedia.com. For Andrew in London, Ontario, Canada, I'm Dan Smakebrod, founder of the We Get Around Network Forum, and you've been watching WGAN-TV live at 5.
This episode of WGAN-TV was sponsored by RealC. Receive a free RealC Galois LiDAR camera kit when you prepay $5,499 for 203D virtual tours hosted for 6 months. Additional hosting as low as $7.50 per tour for 3 months. Offer valid until Tuesday, April 19th, 2024, unless extended by RealC. For details, go to wgan.info/RealC.